Awesome. That's the Burning of Rome live in our Pearl Street studios. We got a bunch of people here in the studio shooting video and pictures and recording and all of that stuff. Again, that was awesome, you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the beer real quick before you rip into another track. The Burning of Rome IPA. I'm sorry, what?
Do we have any here?
We don't have any here. I got Christmas cookies.
Christmas cookies.
That's all I got for you guys.
I'm enjoying one right now, actually.
Sure. The Burning of Rome beer, how did it happen? It's a very tasty IPA, and I understand Pizza Port or Port Brewing.
It's Pizza Port, yeah. Actually.
Pizza Port from...
They just started distributing their own beer. The brewer at the time, Yiga, I was just talking to him. You know, I saw that he respected his art, you know, and I thought, you know, I don't even know how it came about, but I was like, what if we collaborated and you made a beer for our band, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, that sounds great. Yeah, sign me up. So the album at the time with us, he was playing. It hadn't even been released yet at that point. So it was just a burnt CD, you know, that I gave him, and it was on constant rotation over the fermenter, so the live yeast, you know, was getting fed these tunes, you know, so you could actually drink the Burning of Rome, so.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool, and really, really special, and it's a great beer, you know, it's not just some, you know, excuse for some
It's a
beer.
Good IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, it's a good beer.
And it's actually going to be in Rome, actually, it's... they're doing a tap takeover there, so the Burning of Rome will be served in Rome, ironic as that may be.
What a blessing it is to not only be able to play your music and write and record and shoot it out to people, you know, and tour, but you know, you have the beer. And you have this great reach, and to be an independent band.
Intoxicating their ears and their livers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing, you guys. Again, the Burning of Rome is here for the second time. There's a show tomorrow at the Viper Room, from what I understand.
Yep.
And then Saturday in San Diego at the Soda Bar. And then you guys are going to do several, like, one-off shows, or are we looking forward to another tour?
That.
Okay, cool. For a string of shows?
Just one.
We're heading back after that. That'll be the end of this run, this local tour that we do so often.
Yeah, we're playing a bunch of shows right now with our Kevin's other band is in town from France right now. They're called Les Mutants. So they're out doing a few gigs with us out here. They're going to actually be at the Soda Bar with us when we play down in San Diego.
They're
incredible.
Kevin will be doing double duty type
double
of thing.
Duty, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, he did it last night too. We played up in LA last night. And
cool. How did that show go, and where
Amazing.
Was that at?
Yeah, they just melted everyone's faces in the venue. We played a pirate-themed bar.
Great bar.
Which was awkward and pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
I enjoyed the bar.
Yeah. Were the people there dressed as pirates?
No, not really.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah. That sounds epic.
Yeah. Like, what's his name? Judge Reinhold, you know? Like, and...
I don't
want to
be a pirate.
Sure. All right, you guys. We do have more things to talk about. I do want to touch on the new record, who you've been working with, and everything like that. But what do you want to play next?
I think we're going to do a Paul Newman cover.
Awesome.
This one's on the acoustic album. It's a song called Plastic Jesus from the movie Cool Hand Luke.
Very cool. Live and acoustic at the Belly Up Tavern is available to the general public right now. TheBurningOfRome.com is the website. And that is the sweet, sweet sound of the mandolin.
Woohoo!
All right, whenever you're ready, KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM.
As I've got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. Comes in colors pink and pleasant, glows in the dark 'cause it's iridescent. Take it with you when you travel far. Thank you. So get yourself a sweet Madonna dressed in rhinestones, sitting on a pedestal of abalone shell. Driving 90, I ain't scary, 'cause I've got the Virgin Mary assuring me that I won't go to hell.
Rad. Everybody could make some noise in here. Everybody, that's not the burning of Rome.
I would just like to thank my band members for sticking with me while I absolutely botched playing that song.
Did you? I would have never known, my friend. Yeah, sounded good to me.
The secret's between us three, then.
Sure. Songwriting could be such a personal thing, and we appreciate. We appreciate. That's That's true.
Sorry, Paul Newman.
Well, thanks to Paul Newman.
We'll go buy some of your Newman's own fig Newmans.
Do you have to clear it in some capacity to the artist if you do want to re-record a song of theirs?
Nah, man, we just steal that money.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, you do. We do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know the process as far as, you know.
I believe that one belongs to Warner Brothers.
Sure. Yeah. Let's talk about Surf Dog real quick. How long have you been affiliated with them?
Going on a few years now, I believe.
Yeah.
2 years? Three years?
Now, it seems to me that they are affiliated with other artists and stuff like that, but they really have invested in you guys as one of the only, I guess, quote-unquote, new bands to get behind, right?
Yeah. Very fortunate for them to really be, like, pushing us as, you know, you would really want a label to do, you know, and we're fortunate to have that opportunity, you know, and to work with, you know, so many amazing people, you know, thanks to them, you know, being
right.
able to.
We're babies on the roster for sure.
Right.
Kind of, but again, they're getting behind you 100%.
Absolutely.
And they're working hard for you, so it seems like a good fit for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
How has it been working? Adam's in Los Angeles right now. Joe, you're still in San Diego. Amy, you're
San Diego, but
yeah.
North County, so still really far away from Joe even.
Sure, but to get on the same page when you guys are kind of in different cities, I think you guys are doing a good job of that. Yeah. Would you guys say so?
Yeah,
technology helps.
Exactly. Lots of text messages, lots of emails, and just, you know, really just do you know, making the best of the time that we have together, you know, and trying to be as
and we're still productive. Together. Almost. I mean, these guys crashed in my house last night.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be together every single day this week.
I spend half my week in LA. Like, anyways,
not a whole lot has actually changed,
right,
despite the
right.
fact that we're live so far apart from each other. We're still together. I'd say more so now than we were when we lived in the same city.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the Postal Service Ben Gibbard thing, and like Adam might you know send a track to you, and you might write a guitar riff?
You know, my dream is to do a Skype rehearsal. Yeah. I think that would be awesome if we could manage to make it work so that we could all get on our laptops and just like,
or maybe we should just do a Skype show. That would be even better.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Just stop going to venues and just like Skype our show.
A Skype DVD, or you guys could, you know, send people to theburningofrome.com to see the live performance or something like that. That would be epic.
That would be.
Absolutely. I want to talk about the new record, and it is in the works. I imagine that you can't go on tour again because you are putting the finishing touches on this new record. Talk to me about it. What's going on, and who'd you link up with to help you out on this thing?
Well, the album's being produced by a gentleman by the name of Paul Leary. You might know him as the guitar player of the Butthole Surfers. Mm-hmm. He's also, he's produced countless musicians and bands. He's done all the Meat Puppets stuff. He's working with the Melvins right now. He's done Rocky Erickson, Daniel Johnston. He's worked with the Flaming Lips. He did
Dude,
all the Butthole
you had
stuff.
Me at Rocky Erickson. Are you kidding me right
exactly,
now?
Exactly.
Loving
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Well, they're all out in Texas.
Yeah.
And they all live in Austin together. Uh-huh. So they're buddies. Actually, while we were recording, Rocky Erickson's brother came by the studio while we were there and just like poked his head in and was like, "Hey, what's going on?" We were like, "Whoa, hey, Rocky Erickson's brother."
Did you guys see that that documentary?
Yeah.
Kind of gnarly.
Yeah,
I have not watched it yet.
I don't fall asleep actually. To all of the electronics in my house.
White
on,
noise,
but,
yeah. You
know. Yeah, that's insane. Again, The Burning of Rome is here on member-supported radio KX93.5. We realize we got a lot of new listeners. And again, we are member-supported this whole month of December. We're looking for you to be a member to help keep the dream alive. Go to KX935.com and support independent radio. So yeah, the new record. Did you guys have to... kind of put that to the side when you guys were working on the acoustics thing?
No, I mean, honestly, and even with the touring stuff, it's like we go out for a month and then we have a few weeks off. I'll fly out to Austin. You know, we just fly out to Austin and go out and track with Paul. And
we actually incorporated recording the record with the tour that we did.
Exactly,
we were out in Texas
anyways,
coming back from South by Southwest, and just stopped a little bit out of El Paso and posted up for a week in the most awesome studio ever. And we just lived there and just in.
That's awesome.
The record. It was great.
How tedious is the recording process? Do you guys find great joy in doing that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, but it is tedious. I mean, it's great. We just got the album mastered on Monday. And it's nuts because some of the versions of it, you know, every time we do I'm trying to think of a layman's term. I would say bounce, but the general public wouldn't know what bouncing a song means.
A mix every time we do it.
Yeah, every time we would make a copy of the song with changes on it. Some of them, we got up to the point of doing 50 versions of the same song.
Wow.
And it was nuts because we went and did mastering with Bernie Grundman on Monday, and he's a legend in his own right. I mean, the dude did Thriller. He just worked with The Who, The Doors, with, you know, name an album that you own, he mastered it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
and
so, but he was like looking at the versions of it. He's like, did you really do 57 versions of this song? And we're like, yeah. But it was worth the labor. It was a labor of love, and we've got some great, great hands on it. Paul is a genius. You know, we've got Josh Fries is doing drums on it. If you're not familiar with Josh,
you made me Google his discography.
Because it's just your finger will cramp up scrolling down the page. There's so much stuff that guy has done over the
years.
It's
amazing.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And we've got quite a few good drummers on this record. Actually, we've got Matt Chamberlain, who's drummed with everybody from, you know, Herbie Hancock to Pearl Jam to whoever. And we've got Dale Crover from the Melvins. Was originally Nirvana. He's gonna be on the record too for some stuff. And
no way.
We've got some good hands on the ship for this one. So I'm excited for you to hear.
Look at all these amazing people you guys are collaborating and surrounding yourself with.
It's totally surreal. I mean, we were recording in the studio, and I got through like, you know, a couple songs, and then they're like, oh, you want to use the Stevie Ray Vaughan guitar for this one again? And I was like, not. You know, I don't want to use that one. I thought it was a signature guitar that they had, you know, laying away. And like, no, that's the guitar. That was Stevie Ray Vaughan's guitar. Like, and you turn it over and there's just like belt buckle, like scuff marks on the back. And I'm like,
sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
that
guitar.
Yeah. That's gnarly.
You know, just super nonchalant. And it's cool. Paul's awesome. Paul's a sweetheart. Like, that guy is like the band's uncle, you know. I mean, he's really cool. I mean, let us crash at his house when we were there. And you walk through the hallway and there's like just a platinum record laying on the ground, you know, and it's like a Sublime record, and I'm like, what? That's on the ground?
He's been hanging up. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
no, well, here's the thing. He's a huge Judge Judy fan.
Yeah.
So he got Judge Judy to sign a photograph for him, like addressed to him. So he's got his, like, presented to Paul Leary for 10 million copies of Sublime album sold, leaning up against the wall on the floor.
Wow.
So that his Judge Judy picture
right.
can be framed and mounted on the wall.
Do you,
priorities,
in
you know?
Your own homes, do you have any rock and roll memorabilia that you just can't do without?
I've got a pretty cool Melvins poster, actually. That's why I was freaking out when I heard that Dale Crover was going to be involved with it. But I've got like an old...
He was the original drummer of Nirvana?
Yeah, he was before Dave Grohl was in Nirvana. That was back when they did Bleach. Because he grew up in Aberdeen with Kurt Cobain, and Melvin started before Nirvana, so they were doing their thing, and Kurt was like, hey, can you like help me with my band? He's like, I kind of got this other gig, and you got to find somebody else, Kurt, and then Nirvana became Nirvana.
I guess in hindsight, he should have maybe stuck with it.
I don't think
maybe,
so.
Yeah,
I really don't, you know, because like, I mean, first of all, like, I mean, Dave Grohl's right for that job. And can you imagine the Melvins without Dale Crover? I don't know if you're a Melvins fan, but I love the Melvins. And it would break my heart not to have that guy on those albums. So I'm happy that he made that decision.
Sure. Again, The Burning of Rome is here. The new record is available now, live and acoustic, at the Belly Up Tavern, which is just down not too far from the radio station, Solana Beach. And it's one of the really rad venues to see a show here in Southern California. They're playing a show tomorrow at the Viper Room on Saturday at the Soda Bar in SD. I will be at that show.
There will be Burning of Rome beer, the Burning of Rome IPA on tap
that awesome. Night as well.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I'll actually be going on a ugly holiday sweater pub crawl.
Nice.
Around
cool.
that area.
Is
so
that
by
Rolly?
The time, yeah. So by the time I get to the soda bar to see you guys play, I'll be with a bunch of people wearing ugly sweaters.
That's nice. Fantastic.
Right? It's gonna be awesome. Anything else to touch on to the general public before we rip into one more song and kind of wrap it up here, you guys? Again, this is The Burning of Rome. And I hope when everything's said and done, when you have the new record, I will hopefully be the first guy to get it and the first guy to debut it.
You're number one on the list, Mookie.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
Called it.
Appreciate it. Anything else, anyone else to say hi to, you guys?
Kevin is listening, I believe.
If you're off the highway, Kevin, if they got you towed.
We're sorry.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. Well, I hope he can make the show.
Yeah, he's playing. Le Mouton's actually playing a show tonight at Lestat's, so... show your support if you're in the area, definitely.
Yeah.
Totally. All right, well, listen, Amy and Adam and Joe, thanks so much for taking the time. We're big fans of your band.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, your songs will live forever on the airwaves here on KX93.5. So what'd you kind of want to take us out with?
I think we're going to do a track called Wake Up Edamame.
Awesome. All right, at your leisure, you guys.
All righty.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being here. You guys are one of the my favorite bands to make radio with. It is The Burning of Rome.
You're one of our favorite people to make radio with. Yeah,
thank you so much.
I like making radio with you.
I appreciate that, you guys. So we'll see you. We'll see you tomorrow in LA, Saturday at the Soda Bar in San Diego. This is The Burning of Rome. We're going to, I guess you could sign the wall again if you want.
Yeah,
I'll just go over what
we
wall.
Already signed.
Yeah,
with a different color.
I'll cross out Kevin's name and put my name over it. I am actually going to do that.
All right, and we leave you with Little Piranhas by The Burning of Rome. Thanks again, you guys. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Thank you.